First of all, I want to thank God for my life. Because growing up, my dad was a sharecropper, raised tobacco. And I've been working ever since I was about this high. One thing about my dad was this: if you worked, you ate. If you didn't eat, you didn't work, you didn't eat. That's what he believed in. And we moved to Trigg County when I was in the fifth grade. Everybody was like, who is this family coming here? I think Coach Wallace and Coach Barrett drove out to the house, and they pulled up. It's 13 of us. They got out the car, and everybody started coming out. They was like, oh, man, we know we got some athletes in Trigg County. My dad said, no, my kids got to work. Yeah, so it wasn't too much for sports going on around us. But my brothers are sitting back here. We used to go to the field, cut tobacco, and we'd be tired as ever. Come back at lunchtime, we would grab them grab the gloves, and we'd be out there throwing baseball every day. So after that, I wanted to play basketball. I couldn't even make a layup. I used to drag this over and pitch the ball up like this. Coach Wallace would look at me and like, man, it ain't gonna work, but I could jump. So then Coach Sibbles gave me a chance to play. I wound up playing for him, wound up playing for Coach Wallace. And then we beat Christian County my senior year. That's the first time Trigg ever beat Christian. And we beat them. When I got back to Trigg school, some of the guys from Christian County had came back, oh, man, you know what? We had a bad game because I didn't get to do this. I said, no, you lost, man. Shut up. Yeah. Yeah. So Mike Wright, I've been knowing him a long time. Coach Rafford. Mike Wright has done a lot for this community. He called me up one time. He said, hey, Ray. I said, yeah. He said, man, he was somewhere, and they was doing hometown heroes for the military. They decided to do it here, and I drove by and saw my picture, and I told him, I said, you know what? That is a great honor for what they did. Trigg County is small, but there has a lot of nice people here. I never had a problem with anybody here. Everything was well. Nice coaches. Coach Perry, he coached a baseball team, but we only played like three games. Yeah. And we played like three games. He asked me one time, he was like, well, you know, I'm the baseball coach. I said, y'all? He was like, yeah, but I don't know how to make a lineup. I said, well, you don't need to make one when you're playing them for three games, so it don't matter. Coach Wallace, I know you had a hard time with me. But I'm glad that we moved to Trigg County, because I've been to Christian County School when I came back here. And the kids up there, they're nothing like Trigg County. I have people tell me, say, you know what? I would drive my kid to Trigg County to go to school because of the teachers and everything. I'm a member of the VFW here. I'm the senior vice commander. We give out awards for teachers. We give out awards for students for essays and everything like that. And the kids here are so much different than they are up in Christian County. I know that because I've been in the school system, walked around. I've been here. And so coming up, we didn't do that much in baseball. So my sister that's sitting back there, they bought her doll and it had a big old head on it. She came in there one day, and my brother took the doll head off the doll and taped it up and was out there hitting baseball with a bat. Man, you talk about bat. Yeah, we took the head off the doll and was hitting it with a bat. She came outside. I said, well, you still got the doll. You're just missing the head. Yeah, so any kind of way that we could play ball, we did it. And Benji, I hope your hand is well, man, because I didn't mean to hurt it. But being in the military for 30 years, my dad raised tobacco. And one day, I said, you know what? It's got to be a better life than this. I was 25 years old when I went in the military. I drove up to the MEP station, took the test, and they said, you leaving in December. I didn't tell nobody. I was still at home at 25. I drove the car up right to the MEP station, put the keys up under the floor, man, got on the bus, and went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. My dad said, hey, why ain't you out here helping me? I said, I'm in the Army. Well, you're not in the Army. I said, your car is up right at the MEP station. Go pick it up. I'm gone. I said, look here. Then when I came back here, I went over to Jimmy McAtee's, and he had Todd Harden had about 110 Mexican guys over there cutting tobacco. And I told Jimmy, I said, who is that? He said, man, you know, Todd got all these Mexicans cutting tobacco. I said, why the tobacco patch at? He said, right there. I turned around and looked. I said, oh, man, I'm having a convulsion. I don't want to see no tobacco. I said, don't do that. Yeah, so, but anyway, just the people in Trigg County, from the time I've been back here and doing around, it's been so nice. Coach Rafford, I remember playing some basketball with you. Coach Jaggers, I think he coached us in baseball. And I played high school baseball in eighth grade. Not that I was so much good, they just didn't do nothing in baseball. And like Mike said, when I went to Cumberland, the coach from Cumberland came, and my sister was working at Farrell's. And they was like, this guy named Ray, I'm looking for him. Well, I was helping Edmund Whiffer pour concrete. We poured the concrete at Cadence Baptist Church. And the guy was like, well, I had on boots and blue jeans. He said, well, you know where we can throw some baseball at? I said, let's go down to the baseball field. I think they're having a summer game down there. So I got out the thing, walked down there, and asked one of the coaches. I said, hey, this guy is here from Cumberland. I said, he wants to see me pitch. You think I can use the field? They was like, yeah. So I took about three pitches, warmed up. I said, you know what? Let me take my boots off. I threw five pitches. Hey, I don't need to see no more. You got a scholarship. Yep. Coach Wallace drove me down there. And I get down there, and I'm thinking, what kind of school is this? It's like a religious school. I was like, well, I know that'll work for me because my mom and dad showed me, made sure I knew that. So we get there, and I'm thinking, okay, we're not going to do nothing. They said, baseball practice tomorrow. I said, fall, we played 50 games. We played, the season started. We played baseball. If it rained, they took diesel fuel and went out there and burned the field off. We raked it, and we played. And we were the number one junior college in the nation that year. I was pitching in the game. Our starting pitcher got hurt. They brought the backup catcher, he got hurt. They brought the third string catcher there. We got beat 4-1, and I struck out 14 guys. Every time I throw the ball was here, the catcher was missing, the guy runs, get the base. They was like, so what you gonna do now? The coach said, well, I don't know, we're gonna try this other kid that used to catch. I threw one pitch, he took the stuff off. I said, coach, man, I can't even see the ball much less than try to catch it. Yeah, so I want to thank the Hall of Fame for putting me in and for everybody that's in here. But I enjoyed myself at Trigg County. I live in Hockerville now, but I still consider Trigg County my home. Thank you.